This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Pelé leaned in and said something to Freddie.
Don't let them change you. Keep working on what makes you different and what makes you special. It was great advice, but it caused me some problems.
But what could change Freddie Adu?
Soccer is going to explode, and it's going to be around this kid.
We were the Beatles. Everywhere we went, it was the Freddie Show.
And with that came the expectation, and with that came the pressure.
New episodes of American Prodigy drop Tuesdays from Blue Wire Podcast.
Get nice and snug over here. Oh, man. This is going to be fun.
I'm cozy.
This is going to be fun. So, The Biz, Episode 8. Featuring Fire Burner, welcome to the show, my man. It's good to have you.
Yo.
You know, we got some interesting topics to talk about today. As always, it's going to be nice and fun. First off is going to be the thing that's coming most close. Actually, first, let's introduce Fire for everyone who doesn't know Fire. Fire is a current coach for Version 1 in RLCS and a previous 8-time RLCS elite. And
does Fire have a real name?
Nah, my parents named me Fire.
His name is Fire. His name is Jason Nunez. Nunez?
Why do you say that? Nunez.
Because it's supposed to say it like that. Anyway, so Jason Nunez, previous 8-time RLCS elite, teamed with Garrett G and Justin, and made it to Worlds plenty of times with them. Previously, before that, he was with Jacob and Garrett. And yeah, that was a fun team. Everyone back in the OG days knew that team. Kind of like the only people we had in NA kind of representing us. It was like them and like C9 and G2. You know, that was the good old days, the big three. And now, welcome to the present. He's on V1, and we're here for the Biz episode 8. And the first Woo! Thing we're going to discuss, yes, sir. First thing we're going to discuss is the new season of Rocket League. Woo! Coming December 9th. December
Let's
9th.
Go.
Yes, sir. And
it's like 2 days.
Yeah, 2 days. And I in the game, it actually says 1 day. So I really don't even know.
The season ends one day.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
But they don't actually, the update doesn't like go live. Like they put it in the game, but they don't make it go
it
live
make
until
it live?
The 9th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it. Yeah, so coming soon. I'm still not Super Sonic Legend. I'm not going to hit it. GG. So, aside from that, you know, same thing as last season. Hooray. Rizzo, why don't you tell them all this new stuff that's happening, man? All this crazy new stuff.
A bunch of notes written. This is actually new to the game. So they have new player anthems, which basically is like when you get MVP in CSGO, how it would play like a song or something.
Upper belt.
Oh my dude, that'd be so triggering.
That thing just
you lose like a 2v1 or something, all you hear is oopa doobaroo.
I always heard the sales song from that.
Oh, that was another big one too.
AWOL Nation. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That was
make
a big
sure
one
I had
too.
That right. Sir. Yeah, that one. But they're like the in-game songs, and you can unlock them through either the shop or like the Rocket Pass. So it's like basically all Monster Cat music. Stuff that's already in the game that you're not going to be able to upload your own. I don't know if CSGO you can do that. I don't think so.
No, no you can't. No. That would be really bad.
That would be bad.
That'd be horrible.
Yeah, but it's all the Monster Cat music, so it's like kind of cool, but you know, not what really people were hoping for with the update. And then they have a new Rocket Pass, which, as always, Poggers. Has a new car. Yeah, Pog Champ.
Pog.
That's going to be epic new challenges, as always. There's all the different stages. Still 4 stages, just like last time.
Yeah.
But this time, they actually said the dates early, which is kind of cool.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't really know what difference it makes. Did you actually look through and do the challenges for this season, or did you just like play the game and finish them all like that? Because that's what I did.
I finished a bunch of them, and then I had a few left. I still have one left where I have to great pass people because I never quit chat.
Oh, yeah, I have that one too.
Yeah, I only need like 7 more great passes. But yeah, I do look through them after like I realize which ones I'm not completing. And I am trying to complete them all. So like it's not like the
is XP
thing
just
in the world,
for the banners? Is that literally just what it's for?
Like your real
border,
level?
The border.
Well,
that you
every
get
time
you?
Every time you level up, now you get a rocket pass level.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
The thing with the challenges though is like if you do them, you get a rare drop, and then if you open that, 9 times out of 10, you're gonna get like grog wheels, like the default grog wheels. So there's like no real point of doing them. I have like 2 of them left, but I think it's like if you get like all 24, you get like the season item or whatever it is. But I don't know what it is.
No, it's not. It's a it's that capsule or whatever. I don't know, what do you call those? The drops. They're called drops, right?
Yeah.
It's an import drop. So you just guarantee a red item, which it could be.
I feel like that's so bad. That's like 3 months of like doing challenges just to get the chance of getting like what? I don't even know would be like a good import item.
There's like, I don't know, there's like boost trails and a bunch of random boosts in there too. So it's not even like you're guaranteed to get something amazing.
Yeah. I mean, so much of the time, like you play this game so much, you rack up these items and like you'd never know what's even like worth value anymore.
Most of in this game is not worth anything.
Yeah.
They'd probably have to make the challenges like a little more difficult if they actually offered a good reward though. Cause like you legitimately can finish them by just playing the game and not even looking 100%. At them.
Yeah. Well,
this season,
I've done most
they
of them
changed
like
them. They, oh, yeah. There was like one where you had to get, I think there was one where you had to do like 200, score 200 goals or something, or like get 200 wins. And they changed it to like 50 or like 100 or something. And then there was another one that you had to do like 400 of something. And I'm pretty sure they changed it to like 200. But that was, it was like clears or something similar. Then basically people on Reddit were like, this is way too much. You know, I got kids. Well, I mean, I could understand people, you know, they got like,
they don't play this game like 8 hours a day.
Not the crack 13-year-old.
Timmy can wait, you know what I'm saying?
Like, Timmy.
Seven's Estic daycare, grind some rank.
Yeah.
Okay, they also added
the tournament stuff.
They didn't change the tournaments. They added new items for tournaments. So when you get the tournament credits, you can get new items out of that tournament.
Is it true that, so this is what me and Fire were actually talking about yesterday. You know how there's like the 4 different rewards in tournaments? Is it true that it's like never even worth it to get the most expensive reward and that you should only go for like the middle one, the champions one?
No, I'm pretty sure like every trade up person or whatever, they always go for the highest one, the 20k one.
Oh, really?
The most expensive. Yeah. Because you're like guaranteed to actually get something.
You get painted. You get painted
decent.
Every time.
It's like, yeah. No, well, that's if you want to paint, but I think the one below that is like the exact same thing, except you just won't get it painted. So if you just want like the actual like
black market
like gold explosion or whatever, you have a chance. And I think it costs like 10k less, 30k less, or some shit like that.
It's like 8k because I think they're 8k less because it costs 12k for that.
And you said they haven't said what they're doing with the rewards for next season.
No, they haven't. They haven't said what they've added. I looked at least, and I couldn't find anything. So they showed like a few Rocket Pass items, but they haven't like explicitly shown the whole Rocket Pass or the tournament rewards yet.
Okay.
So I mean, it's 2 days, so I'd assume it's coming pretty quick. actually pretty cool, but again, recycled content. They're adding Rocket Labs back periodically throughout season 2 as a casual limited time mode playlist. Which basically has the non-standard maps and even experimental maps, which I mean, I always keep my hopes high and get crushed with Psionic, so experimental might mean something.
Honestly,
cool,
I might have decent hopes for this though, because did you see Devin's tweet? He was like, he's like, just wait till you see the next Rocket Labs. That's what he literally said that.
Oh, did he? Okay, then
that was a reply to the later topic for today.
Hopes are high again. I'm about to get slam dunk later on this season.
Yeah. No, the hopes are. Listen, if he's tweeting saying we just wait till we see, he's setting us up for failure. You know, it's like
actually,
I was really about to say that. Like, I feel like every time Sonic is like, just wait, like to see what this is. It's just always like a big letdown. So I don't know. I mean, that's cool. Hopefully it's something cool, but I don't know. I don't really have like the highest expectations for that.
It's like the season one LAN announcement all over again.
Just the boot comes out of nowhere. Just like, what the
rumble?
I feel like it's the opposite because, I mean, the season one, that announcement, I feel like they learned because everybody was disappointed. Not everybody, but like a lot of us were disappointed.
Yeah.
They don't actually hype something up. The last time they were like, just wait for this announcement, it was the announcement for free to play, and everybody was hyped for that. Well, not the plats, but you know, a bunch of people were hyped for that because like the game is going to get a lot more popular. So last time they said, oh, get ready, it's going to be awesome, then it was actually really cool. So, I mean, again, I've
set that up a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like after the Halloween event, too, which was literally just a reskin, and like they made it dark, and a lot of flack for that. Like, literally, everybody was like, dog, this is garbage. Like, come on. So, hopefully, they kind of took that feedback and actually like went for it this time.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't think any game mode they'll ever make could be worse than that one Ghostbusters game mode where you got to keep the ball in the center. Realistically, if you wanted to, it was actually impossible to ever lose if you really wanted to, because you could just sit in the net and just hit the ball once it gets centered, and that's it. You just win. So it was a really interesting game mode. I'm not really sure who, what they thought about that, but ever since then, you know, they should at least have something to see where the lowest of the low could possibly be, so they could set their standards higher.
That's really good, sis. Thank you.
I got you, my man.
You know, actually, they said, because that game mode specifically, what I was told is they spent a lot of time on that, and that one took... you remember, there was a time where they added three game modes. There was one that was the Ghostbusters, there was a beach ball one, and there was something else. I think it was Heatseeker. Probably
wasn't it Heatseeker? It was Heatseeker.
Yeah, so they spent a bunch of time with the Ghostbusters.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
It was one of them. For sure one of those two, I think.
Or no. They brought back other modes and they like messed with it. And there was one time where a beach ball one came back or something like that.
I thought it was like volleyball when that came out.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody thought. And there was one. Yeah. And people really liked one of the game modes, and they were like, ironically, that was the one we worked the least amount on. And so like they put a bunch of work into the
just translate.
And they don't like it. And then, yeah, exactly.
It's like Fall Guys. It's like such a low effort, simple game. But it's because it's simple, anyone can play it, everyone can enjoy it.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's true. I feel like it's weird, though, with like how Sonic decides that, though, because I feel like they come out with these game modes, right? And then like Spike Rush or whatever, right? And then they just take it away. But then with the game modes that are still in there, like Rumble, for example, that's literally like it never gets updated.
Never.
Like, they don't add new items or anything.
We've been talking about this, bro.
I always bring this up.
So it's weird. Like, if you're gonna not update, at least keep in like these like limited time modes. Like, just keep them in the game at that point. If you're not gonna update the old ones,
There's so much they could do with Rumble. Like, it's just like literally random stuff they added to the game. It could be anything. And they haven't added anything over the years of the game since it's been out since season one. That's actually crazy.
Like, how come that Rumble power up that gives you 100 or gives the other guy 100 boosts? How come you can't just give your God. How come you don't just give yourself full speed?
Yeah,
boost?
Yeah.
Like, dude,
that's so much better.
So there's so much stuff they could do with that. Same with like just even this like adding new maps for like drop shot or something. Like, I don't know, really simple stuff could be added, but
yeah.
Just add a different shape for drop shot. I don't know. Yeah.
Make a circle map with drop shot. Don't make it, what is it, an octagon or a hexagon? I don't even know what it is. One of the shapes.
It's like a circle. I'm pretty sure it's a hexagon.
How many sides we got?
it's definitely a hexagon. It's for sure a hexagon.
Yeah.
Make it a cube next time or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can do anything with it, dude. You know? I've always wanted, like, I'm not going to lie, I always thought the idea... Even for pro play, I always thought the idea of having like some sort of custom map that's not standard in pro play would be kind of interesting to see. As long as it's like fair, like it's not like, you know, it's not going to make everything wonky and like weird bounces and stuff, but it just alters the way people have to rotate or something.
personally, I think it would be awful in pro play, but that's because I'm playing. But as a viewer, I think that'd be really cool.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, as a viewer, I think it'd be sick. But not, I mean, not. Yeah. I remember when I was playing, I was literally like complaining more than anyone about Wasteland. And Wasteland wasn't even that bad. Like now, looking back on it, but like I can't imagine having to like make pro players change their rotations for like another game mode. But it'd be cool to have teams have another way to have a like an advantage against another team in competitive play like that.
I feel like Wasteland was like the worst like one to do in competitive though, because it was, it's not that it was like so different that it was like a new experience. Just it just slightly altered like the standard arena to the point where it's like it just messes up like all your reads, like everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like at least make it like so much different that it's like a different experience, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you guys remember, like, I don't remember. I think it was like either season two, I think it was season two of RLCS. They like added that, right? And you could do like map picks.
Classic.
So then some team, like his team, they would pick Neo Tokyo against like all the good teams, right? Yeah. And then they would win. But I remember playing as a pro, I'd be like, dude, this guy, man, like, why are you doing that? And it's like, because it's annoying as a pro, like Rizzo said, but like, as a viewer, especially nowadays, I feel like now it'd be kind of interesting to see
it
that.
Would be,
like now people are like super good at the game. Like imagine like all these like super mechanical players like on Neo Tokyo, the old one. Like you drive up the wall and then you just have that extra flip, right?
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't be able to just have that in the normal arena. I don't know. It'd be cool as a viewer, but I mean, as a pro, it'd be pretty annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy how impactful like the flip reset. Like falling off the wall update was like that literally changed the entire skill ceiling of Rocket League, and I feel like after that they should have messed with like new map ideas, because that like just add way more mechanics to the game.
2020 has already reshaped how we work, and it's almost over. Businesses across the globe are challenged to be the most efficient, which means every hire is critical. Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world, with more total visits than any other job site according to ComScore. Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly, so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. And now, Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria that you can contact the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. 73% of online job seekers in the U.S. are visiting Indeed each month, according to ComScore. So it's clear Indeed can help you get the quality hire you need. That's why more than 3 million businesses worldwide use Indeed for hiring. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. It's their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
What's this Neon Fields map you want to talk about?
Okay, yeah, so there's a new map. I mean, I just showed the link for you guys to look at it. I can link it for fire,
I'm
too.
I'm pulling it up right now. You want to link it in chat, too?
Sure. It's a shortened link, not sketch, promise. But I don't know, it's just... I don't even know how to explain it. It's just neon. It's
it looks like a very bright map. Field. That's actually a Wii map.
It looks pretty cool.
It does look cool.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the Drop Shot map. It's just a little bit shinier, like just the dark theme of it. It kind of reminds me of Drop Shot. But it's just another standard map. There's a big rubber ducky.
Here, I'll pull this off really quick.
It's floating in the background.
It's like a concert. Yeah, it's a standard map.
Why does it look like a square?
What? Oh,
I think it's just the angle of the screenshot.
Yeah, or maybe. It's just the layout or the.
Kind of looks like a square though.
It looks there's like a giant There's like the giant stadium in back is kind of sick.
Yeah, it's like a concert.
It's like a stadium.
With the rubber ducky and the balloon animal on the left.
All the eggs got their glow sticks. It's a race, dude. Bro.
Wait, I just realized that balloon doll looks like the dinosaurs in that map we 1v1 Don Rizzo.
The balloon? Where's the balloon?
The balloon dog.
Oh,
left.
I see it.
Doesn't it look like the dinosaurs?
It kind of does. Yeah. So yeah, the new map, it's kind of cool. Again, it's not really
Neon Fields, new map coming soon.
It is something new, but it's not like, you know, like I know they put a lot of work into that and like designing that thing, but it is kind of just, you know, a quote unquote reskin. I know they don't like it when you say that, but you know, it's a standard map. It looks different.
I feel like that's always going to be the case though, right? Like if this unless they like actually make like with the Rocket Lab stuff, I guess that we talked about earlier, unless they actually come out with like some new concept or something with like a new map, every like map is going to be a reskin. It does look pretty cool though, but yeah, it's like hard to get hyped for it or like look forward to it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the same thing as like playing on DFH except just a cooler background.
Exactly. And it's like, I don't know, it's just another one of those things where you see it and you're like, that's kind of cool. Well, like, what else do they have? And you keep scrolling, and you're like, "Oh, yeah. that was their big thing."
What's like the solution to that, though? Like, how do you make a new standard map, but like, you know, spice it up? You know what I mean? Because it still has to be standard, right?
No, I don't think. I don't think you can get chilling.
You know,
I don't think you can get excited for a new standard map. I think that's the main point. Is like, people just want to see other stuff at this point, but it's kind of like the repeat over and over. You know, quote unquote reskin. I know. Yeah. Again, they hate hearing that, but. It's just another standard map. It just looks a little different. Looks fairly different from any other map, but you know.
I mean, it's a pretty nice map. I like the map. But
it is.
I mean, it is a reskin, but yeah.
Just can't really get excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the only thing to fix that would be like, I don't know, like have a new map that like something's different about that map that isn't like the same with standard maps. Like, I don't know, something with like the boost or something.
One boost on like, the ceiling or,
yeah,
like
or
anything
something,
like,
something
yeah.
different. Something that'll change up the gameplay slightly, but it'll still be a standard map, if that makes sense. I don't know.
Definitely.
Cause
I could get excited about some boosts on the ceiling for sure. Like just as like a or limited time mode, or I don't understand why they haven't done like unlimited boost, limited time mode with like, I don't know. I feel like they haven't done enough with the limited time modes, but I guess they are bringing Rocket Labs back, so you know, there's a lot of cool ideas that you can do for LTMs.
What would you guys think about like just a standard map, right? But just having it bigger, just like it's just larger. I don't know, but it's still.
Would you have more players or no?
4v4 or threes?
I don't know. I mean, I think you could like mess around with it, right? Just make it slightly bigger, but just keep it threes, and then maybe make one big one and make it fours.
No, there have to be boosts everywhere, like on the walls.
Yeah, yeah, they have more boosts and stuff. Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Longer or wider or both?
Both.
Instead of like six big boosts, there's like eight. And there's not really a boost on the middle line. It's kind of just like two on each half type thing, or four on each half type thing.
I feel like there would have to be boosts on the walls too. Like on the, because I'm imagining the way the rotation would work, you wouldn't want to have like everyone kind of clumped together on the floor. You have to have the people on the walls.
Yeah. Maybe have like some pads up there.
It'd be so weird.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% down for something simple. Like just imagine like a longer map, but it's like thinner as well or something like that. Just
there's so much
like
cool
that.
Stuff you could do.
But, you know, I don't know. And what they don't even have to add I think that's their big thing is they want to like, well, I know for sure they don't just add stuff because, you know, it could lag for like Switch players or, I mean, any other player, Xbox or whatever. Because on PC, it's just like, oh, you're kind of on your own. But they have to, like, playtest that stuff to make sure that it's actually not laggy. But they don't even have to add textures to these maps. Like, at least initially, they don't even have to think about that. Like, they have the old Rocket Labs maps. They just don't have textures. And you get, like, really good FPS on them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. They could always just test a bunch of stuff. Just add models. Just add, like, cubes or something to map. I don't know how to explain it. But
those textures are pretty nice, too. They're just, like, clean black and, like, purple, I think, lines.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the Neon Fields map that they just made.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
With no background.
Exactly. What if they were to, like, do some sort of game mode where, like, I feel like every game mode, the objective is to score a goal still, right? Like, what if there's a game mode where, like, you weren't scoring goals, right? Like, some sort of, like, car control focus game mode, like Rocket League Battle Royale or something. You got like drive around like demo people and there's like weird platforms and if you fall like underneath you just die or like something like that. You know what I mean? Like something that's not oriented around goal scoring.
I saw Garrett playing on this, and I'm pretty sure he recorded a video. I don't know if it's out yet. Shout out Garrett G. But he made a video on this, and he was streaming this the other day. It's literally just a parkour map. You don't have any boost, but you have to just make your way across these like platforms. And there's like this little, it looks like a gumdrop, and it's basically like a bounce pad. So your car will go across, and then if it touches the bounce pad, it like boings up instead. And like that's basically how you get an extra bounce or whatever. Or you just have zero boost, and you have to adjust your flip, or you like land in a certain way or something. It's like a really cool parkour map, and it's actually challenging. And so, like, stuff like that, I think, is, again, really cool that they could add. It doesn't even have to be score goal.
But, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
There could also, you know what's a cool idea that you just made me think of is that without scoring a goal is a death run where it's like,
oh, yeah.
You could literally have, like, you know, people, like, cars driving on along the side, pressing buttons or something, trying to push other cars off. And they have, like zero boost. Literally like Gmod, but it's like, you know, Sonic's own version with like some big hammer that flies down, or like it just removes the floor and you got to jump before or something. It'd be so sick what they could do with it. It's like straight up endless.
Yeah, I mean, I think Leth has kind of like shown that with his like all the maps he's made. You know what I mean? Like he has made some stuff where, like Chad said, it's like the point of the thing isn't even like to score goals, but the game's
made Fall Guys. Like that's a really
He's made like so much different stuff. So I think like it just goes to show like the amount of stuff like Sonic could make really if they really wanted to. Mm-hmm. But I think they kind of just want to stay with like the more simpler concepts.
How about just a sandbox mode and let the community go wild?
Yeah.
That's what everyone wants. I'm just waiting for the day, like, if, please,
dude,
please
happen.
I'm just waiting for that day because that's going to be the update where I'm like, finally, I'm like, that was,
God.
I had not gotten excited for an update until I saw Rocket League free to play. And yeah. I was like, oh my Damn. God, it's Damn. Happening. And then the next one will be we're adding a sandbox mode, dude, or we're, you know.
Oh my god! I'm not gonna lie. I launched Fortnite like a week ago for the new update, that thing they did, and I just and I just went into the creative game mode. There's like thousands of custom maps in game modes still, and there's like sorted by popularity, which ones are the most. You can queue for the custom community map game modes with other players. It's insane. I it would be so fun to have like every resource at like your hand in Rocket League and just go into like a little cinematic mode, just make your own entire map. That'd be so fun.
Yeah. And it opens up so many opportunities for like streamers and content as well. Like so much. And like it could easily just bring other people to the game. Like just the fact that Rocket League has like this creative mode now. They have a parkour course. I kinda wanna try it. You know, I'm bronze, but I usually make Minecraft videos, but I kinda wanna try this.
A perfect example is from last week. Like Scissors literally had people who no one knew who they were, and he made a death run and they just beat his death run and then they became popular off of that. They just literally made people's careers straight up off of him making a map. It's just ridiculous what it could do.
Well, do you think, like, since you're talking about Fortnite, I mean, do you think Epic would, like, try to do that? Since, I mean, it's the same company that made Fortnite. Do you think they would try to have it in mind?
Yeah, they have
it. I think they would. I just think they need to find the time or just make it make sense for them.
Yeah, that'd be so much fun to, like, just queuing. Like, so the thing is, like, you can play these maps, like, for example, like Less Map or whatever, but it's so hard to like set up to like play with your friends. Imagine like you just like invite someone straight off Steam and let's say, yo, let's go play like some like custom maps.
Down this.
Like, no one's playing ranked anymore. I would just catch me playing custom maps all day. That'd be
fun. Thinking about that might be an issue, and that might be why they're maybe not doing it, is because if everybody's in these custom maps, there's nobody in the ranked playlist.
That'd be funny.
Could be an issue. I don't know. They said that before about splitting the player base, so I'm sure they've thought about that as well.
I mean, if there already is casuals and ranked, I feel like most of the casual will just play the custom games anyway. And it probably would just split the casual player base more than the ranked player base. I feel like everyone that plays ranked would still try hard and ranked.
Yeah, probably.
I feel like the thing with splitting the player base, I feel like that was a decent excuse then. But like now, post free-to-play, I feel like that's not a valid excuse.
It's actually pretty big.
So especially because they don't even focus on the very high level, you know, like SSL level people anyway. Yeah, exactly. It's like, it doesn't even matter. Like, why think about splitting the player base?
Yeah.
And if anything, this taps into like a whole nother audience that they might not really be captivating, that don't really enjoy the grind, you know?
The grind. Not on their grizzy.
Their grizzy.
I think we can move on a little bit from this.
This next thing is kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, so with the new update or whatever, they updated their esports shop as well. So it's no longer just the esports shop, by the way. So the other shop is still the same, but there's no rotating item shop. So if you want energy, G2, V1, decals, you go, wait.
Nah, V1 didn't go.
No, didn't make the cut, apparently. If you want energy or G2 decal or any other org that's actually in it, you go to the esports section of the Rocket League shop and you pick the G2 one and then you can buy all the items that are available from there. Same with energy. They just have all the items there and you can just pick and choose what you actually want to buy. So there's no longer a rotating six items.
Yeah.
So that's really good. So people don't have to wait and be like, when is the, you know, energy decal going into the shop?
Which I thought was always weird. Since the beginning, I was always wondering why they didn't just make it for everyone to buy.
I think so too. Being like not a super Rocket League focused like creator for a while, coming back to Rocket League and seeing that like the esports shop was in there, and then like opening it and being like, I have this many options and that's it. Like I thought this was like, well, it's not even like these teams. Like, are you serious? Like, come on.
I gotta come back the next day just to see if there's a chance at it.
Yeah,
yeah, it's so weird.
I feel like maybe the Ors push that. Because I feel like maybe the Ors don't like that's like, okay, one day we're in the shop, but then other day we're not. I feel like they're like, because like you said, I feel like, I think Siege and other games, right? They just, you want whatever, like a TSM item or something, you can just go there and buy it. You don't have to like wait around.
Even Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, I think they added that initially because it's like the FOMO mentality of, I don't want to miss my chance on this decal, but for the most part, I feel like with org items, you're not going to do that. You just want to support the one.
Yeah,
I mean, that shouldn't be the one focus team or two teams. Like, to keep people playing their game. It shouldn't be like, oh, like we need people to like come back and play more. So like, let's bait them with the esports rotating shop.
make sure they come back every day.
Like, no, you should make the game like more appealing in some other way to get people to come back, right?
It's like just the mobile games where they have that 90 day thing.
70% off for the next 2 hours.
Not that. They have a 90 day thing where like if you sign on every day, you get like a reward. Like this one will give you 20 energy, and then this one will give you coins.
And if you don't miss a day, you get consecutive. You get like bonus or something.
Yeah, exactly. It gets mobile you back game. On the game. If
yeah, Rocket League's a mobile game.
Rocket League should be a mobile game.
Yeah.
I mean, Switch is mobile, right?
True.
True. That is true. It is mobile.
I mean,
Rocket League is mobile. But
there are also... Oh, wait, you go.
Yeah, they timed this well with the... I mean, they did this on purpose, obviously. They changed the item shop with adding in the new decals. 9 new teams getting decals. Alpine, BDS, Endpoint, Envy, Guild, Team Liquid, Oxygen, Solari, and... Sonics.
Yeah.
He saw Susquehanna and just says that he's gonna stay scared.
I just skipped it. I was like, not even gonna try. He
started quivering.
What do you guys think of that? Do you guys like the decals? Or
did you see that?
I mean, most of them are kind of trash, to be honest. But no, listen. Did you guys follow JC on Twitter? The guy who like makes all like the concepts and stuff like that.
Oh yeah,
I don't follow.
His concepts were actually sick. Like the liquid decal, I think is ugly, but the one he made here, he drafted up like a while ago, looks super sick. But I don't know. That's what I thought, at least.
Okay, so let me tell you what I think about the like. I guess we'll. Can you see them fire? Are you seeing this doc?
Fire's not on the nah.
Okay, I'll just... You shouldn't... invite, just show them this. Link in this. That way you could see this. But basically, like... There's like 4 of them that I thought were good. I think it was Envy. I thought was decent. Solari, I thought was really clean. Sonus is really clean. And BDS is clean. I didn't like any of the others. I'm not gonna lie. I think Endpoint is like close, but Guild probably has the worst one without a doubt. The Guild one straight up looks like I took it and put it into paint. I chose the font as Times New Roman. I typed G and I plastered it on the wheels, the front and the side. And that's it. That's the Guild one. It's really bad.
I don't even think the Guild one is the worst. It's just, I think it looks
very bad. Which one do you think
is
the worst?
Very bad with the wheels. I don't like oxygens or liquids.
Liquids isn't the best, but I feel like oxygen. Liquid, okay, actually, you're right.
Liquid
oxygen
needed a little more. Like liquid kind of went for like an underwhelming thing. I feel like
they went for like a clean look, but the yellow is just like.
Well, do they even like talk to the orgs when they make these?
Well, yeah, that's what I was gonna ask you guys because you guys are more plugged in than I am. Do you know who's actually designing these? Like, is it a Cyanix artist that is working with an org, or is it like this org? They send him a template, and then the artist at the org does it, right?
Well, I don't know how G2 does it with you guys, Riz, but like I know on Energy, like they ask the players like what they think about the design or whatever, right? And then they ship it off to Sonic. So I'm pretty sure the org makes the design, and then Sonic's probably they're the ones who like. Kind of make it and like touch it up, but I'm pretty sure it's mostly on the orgs.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So I didn't really know.
Yeah, they usually like before, you don't get like shown the decals like before.
Well, dude, the last time we had a decal added in the game, like a G2 decal was when the shop released. Like,
did you get shown that before or no?
Well, I don't remember that. That was like 2 years ago.
I don't know. I just remember even then, I remember like back when I was on Rogue, like I'm pretty sure they showed us the decals of 4. We're like, do you guys like these? And we're like, yeah.
Oh, Murdy's and Che said, of course we do, Rizzo, you absolute goober. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's on me then.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure they show the orgs and then they, the orgs decide, you know, they show the players and then they're just like, what do you want adjusted? And that's it.
Well, that's for a few of these guys. That's a shame that they accept these.
Yeah. It really is a shame. It really is a shame. You know,
you're telling me you're not going to cop a guild decal when it comes
I might
up?
Not have to cop a guild. I might cop an envy. So. I might cop the
Solaris. Looks
Solaris
really
is
good.
Clean. Yeah, I might cop the even Alpine is kind of nice. I like the green. There's not really many green decals in Rocket League.
Alpine's
nice.
Looks like a booger, Alpine's but looks... it's a clean booger.
Yeah,
I'll tell you
it's a nice
like,
booger.
Eat that booger after I picked
I'd
it.
Flick the fuck out of that to the moon.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, it'd be nice.
Nice.
BDS is pretty nice too. I just saw that again. Yeah. It's just like, I like the color. I think I like the colorway a lot from BDS. That's why.
Yeah, I don't know. I just love the Solari one. Or Solari. I don't even know how to say their name, but they're just so nice.
Mad nice. Yeah.
Okay. So, moving on. Talking about update stuff.
This is awesome.
Musty made a video called I Trolled YouTubers That I Got Rocket League 2 and me, your boy, starting it. You know, I got epically pranked by the Mustard Man himself.
Oh no!
But the reason that we're bringing this up is because we're just talking about a bunch of update stuff, and Musty's video basically had a bunch of stuff that community members or just people from the community or the whole community in general really wanted, and it was super cool, and I got super excited. And then he told me it was fake, and I was like, "Oh, well, that's disappointing."
You'd say you got giga trolled, but
yeah, I literally typed I got giga trolled.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of this is irrelevant now. I'm reading this, but he basically DM'd me. He's like, "You down to record tomorrow?" Basically, I'm playing with different YouTubers and seeing who I can get the most goals with. So this dude actually sat there with me. We played a casual game. We scored like 10 goals or something. I was like, "Oh, dude, nobody's gonna beat that!" Like I was so hyped for that. And then he reels me in. He goes, "Yo, did you see like the new update that Sonic did?" Or something, and then he shows this fake email, which looked incredibly real. He even used the Sonic's guy's name, Devin. Yeah, and he made it look super real. So I was like, "Oh my god, what?" And he's like, "He's his new update. Yeah, they're letting me make content."
Wait, really quick, did Devin send him that email?
No, I think he just made a fake email with a fake name. I don't think really? Devin had a part in it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there's a bunch of stuff in there. One was Eternal Rocketeer, which is this is all fake, by the way. So Eternal Rocketeer, which was the top 100. If you get top 100 in a playlist, you become Eternal Rocketeer, and you would get like a season reward for being Eternal Rocketeer at the end of the season. So
yeah,
I was gonna throw it out there and just be like, what do you guys actually think about that as so something sick. That could be added?
I think it's so sick because you gotta say the underglow part after and how there'd be an underglow of Eternal Rocketeer under your car. That'd be so sick.
That's true.
They did that once. The very first one ranked. You had the platinum crown if you got top 100.
Yep. I'll rep that.
I still got that too.
Wait, platinum crown check. Everyone's got one.
Hey, yes, sir. Yeah. Hey, season one OGs out here.
Just making sure. All the season one OGs got that platinum crown.
You already know.
Because it's like they did that for season one, but then they took it away and never added it back. Or like, not even just the platinum crown, but just nothing for top 100.
Yeah.
Which is really, people have been asking for it ever since. But no, yeah, that would be sick.
Now that you mentioned the Placon, that's like, if you actually think about it, that's a pretty rare item. There's only 400 people in the game that can have it.
No, there's less because multiple people were top 100 on multiple playlists. Yeah. Pashy, you know what I mean?
Pashy had two accounts and he was top 100 in every playlist. So he took up eight slots.
Yeah, I remember.
Wait, what?
No, says, I don't even remember. People would like smurf because people at the time were like, oh, this is going to be the new alpha boost down the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you even trade it? You can't trade it, right?
No, you can't.
Yeah. It's a pretty sick item, low key.
I mean, it's huge, but it's pretty cool.
So Eternal Rocketeer, that's something cool that people could add. He also said a 1 million subscriber button.
Title, I think.
Yeah, I said button.
Yeah, hopefully they give me a Season 8 World Champion title at that, too. Really nice.
Yeah, you keep dreaming.
Yeah, that's never coming.
Yeah, but it's like the title like that says, like, RLCS World Champion or whatever, it'd be 1 million subscribers, quote unquote. And it'd be like blue or yellow or something. So he showed me that. Obviously, still fake. And then there's also a banner that went with it. It was basically a YouTube button, which now I think about it, it's probably, you know, they probably need a license or whatever to actually use that logo. Anyway, so. That was something as well, because people always pretend to be people. And I've had a deal with some guy who would pretend to be me a bunch.
Oh,
and
yeah. God.
So
the guy was on my friends list for like over a year, I think.
I had to individually message like 200 people, be like, hey, can you delete this Steam account? It's not me. Somebody bought this old account. Can you please? So that was, I wouldn't even get that 1 million subscribers thing. I wouldn't even get the title anyway. So it doesn't matter for me.
What if they like incorporated, now that's with Epic, right? Like, what if they incorporated some sort of like verified like system, right? Like if you're a creator and you have a creator code, you can also like get some sort of verification in game. That way people can't like pretend to be you.
That'd be kind of cool. I don't think the way to get a creator code is like, It's not strict enough. Yeah, it's not. Yeah. A lot of people can get it. Yeah. As long as they have applications open. So I don't know about just because you have a creator code, but I think there should be some sort of system that shows like you're real. And they already have that in the game as well with clubs that nobody uses.
Oh my God, I forgot that exists. Wait,
they got they got verified esports clubs. So like the G2 esports club, I'm pretty sure, I don't even know, it's verified.
Yeah, so is the energy one.
All three of us don't play ranked together, so it doesn't matter. It's like you never see that verified thing anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The season reward. Are you going to say something?
The underglow thing was the next thing I was going to talk about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the season reward in the video was an underglow. So this is something that left, or well, it's basically like, it was like the bronze logo underneath the car and it just shined. It looked kind of cool. And then silver, gold. Obviously, every single logo was underneath the car. It's just underglow. But Leth was tweeting about this, and I don't actually have this written down, but he was just saying that this is not possible because a lot of the maps are like very high textured, and it would only be possible on certain maps like Farmstead and like something else, a few other ones, because of like the polygons or something in the map. Like, I don't make maps, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, because there's so many polygons on a map that it would just lag the game like crazy. So that's why these were never possible, and they have mentioned that before in the past.
Interesting. I mean, it makes sense. It's probably pretty hard to do that. They gotta have, they probably, when they change, if they ever do change the engine somehow, like he mentions in that video, he was saying how it's like a new, if that ever actually happens, I imagine probably then they'll work to add in more, you know, more stuff.
Yeah, to like a Rocket League 2 or something. Then they'd add, they'd update the engine. Because are they on Unreal Engine 3 or 4?
I think 3.
That's what I thought too.
I'm pretty sure it's 3. Oh, no, didn't they make a big update change to 4 and now we're on 4? Didn't that happen sometime?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't remember.
Unreal Engine 3, it's Rocket League. Well, this is May 2019. It says Unreal Engine
3. Yoshi.
Pops.
Habibi? We're good? No, it's not.
It's not good.
I mean, what about these new game modes, though?
Wait, what did you say?
I said, what about these new game modes, though?
No, Dad, close the door.
Yeah, so, yeah, the season reward on Underglow logos. Anyway, so he also added a picture of these new game modes, and there was volleyball, baseball, tag, hopscotch. Obviously, there was no gameplay of these. It was just like a, like the playlist icon, and it had a picture of like Rocket League baseball, like all these things. It just had pictures of them and hopscotch. I don't know why.
How did you not see the hopscotch and not question it?
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't question it when I saw hopscotch, dude. I just think the email looked so real that I was like, yo, and like I was just in this blind state of. Oh my god, like they're actually adding it. Like, oh, I love this.
I thought, dude, the hopscotch, I was like, that's not even possible. I was like, what? He could have thought of anything better than hopscotch, like kickball or something, and that would have been better. And he did hopscotch. Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I should have realized, dude. I don't know. Then there was a creator shop that had decals, banners, wheels, basically like the esports shop, but it had certain creators. And you know, the funny thing is like, there was like Sunless, John, Athena, Musty, Mercy, I think. I don't know for sure. And I saw the Athena thing there and I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, I feel like she would have told me. I was like, oh, maybe she doesn't know yet. Maybe they're just like testing this stuff. So then I like made myself believe it again. And I was just like, oh yeah, it has
that's
to be
probably
real.
Why you put Athena was because he knew that you were gonna get baited by that.
Well, I don't think I was supposed to be in the video. I'm pretty sure it was just because Sunless was camping. So he couldn't use Sunless.
Oh,
I was number four. I was number four.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then he had two new maps, Gridlock and Decapolis.
Those look sick.
They looked pretty cool, yeah. But it's just the same thing as like the neon fields or whatever that we were talking about. It's just like another new texture or whatever. John straight up said in the middle of the video, he just know you're messing with me. He said, it's too good to be true. I know Psyonix. And that's like the saddest way to say it too. Yep. Because like, oh man.
It's crazy. The whole video, he never fell for it. No matter what he saw, he's like, I don't believe you.
Yeah. Instantly. Just not.
I mean, it's because he's been around since like the start. Like he knows how the updates work.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, so have I, but I don't know. I fell for it, dude.
No, yeah, I don't know, because it's kind of like you said Riz before, it's like, when was the last time you got excited for an update, right? Because normally Sonic, when Sonic do updates, it's like, if they add something, it's super spread out. They will never do like an update like that, where they just add like everything, like all that stuff like in at once.
I thought like, they had issues with the Epic merge account thing, you know, because that update was delayed and stuff like that. So clearly there was like problems with it, or the big free to play, like all that stuff was delayed. So I thought like, oh, okay, they finally figured it out. Here comes the content, baby. And then Musty showed me that. Like I hyped myself up initially, and then Musty showed me that. And I was like, oh my God, it's actually happening. Like they actually did it. And then, that's basically how I fell for it. But
I feel like now I have high expectations for Psyonix because they've been doing better lately. So I feel like if I was in your situation, I saw that, I would believe it too. Like, there's no way. Because it's just like, you think, you know, after the whole merge, after everything, we've seen the growth. Did you see we got rated like number two esport as well the other day on esports awards after League of Legends?
Like, League of Legends and then Rocket League?
League of Legends, Rocket League, CSGO, that order.
Really?
Yeah. So like, this game is growing like crazy, and so Psyonix is like, I feel like they're doing work, bro. I feel like low key behind the scenes. I hope they see that see that video, and like they're trying to go ham right now.
I mean, if you're not first, you're last, though.
So. Yep, that's true. We gotta make our way.
All right, Ricky Bobby.
See, Denver League of Legends, shake and bake, baby.
Oh no! I feel like John, like he didn't fall for it because he actually still enjoys Rocket League, but like, I feel like you're looking for like anything new.
Anything
like,
to grab onto.
You're so desperate that you're ready to fall for anything.
He just needs some hope. The little glimpse of light.
He probably could have told me anything and I would have been like, no way.
Well, it's hard not to get baited like that though, because as you said, it's like the Epic merger happens and like they didn't really add nothing too crazy, right? Besides like they like updated the menu and stuff like that with like like the HUD and everything when it went free to play. So there's been like nothing right for a while. So like it would kind of make sense like within like this like time period that they would just be,
he
like,
timed it pretty well too for the video.
No, it would make sense.
But. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
He did do it right before like this actual Psyonix announcement came out. So I was like, oh, he got it early. Like, I don't know. He got me.
He got you.
That's it.
He got him good.
Okay, I just want to ask though, what do you guys actually think of like a creator shop in the game? Like, I don't think a lot of just everyday players are gonna get excited about that. Obviously the creators are gonna be like, yeah, woo!
Yeah.
But and like their followings, but I don't think that would ever happen.
I don't really think it's necessary. I feel like you should limit in-game stuff to esports. Cause I mean, yeah, if you look at any other game, the most they'll do is have like a mask in like a battle royale or like a weapon skin or something small.
Oh, but, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's something like that. Like in Rocket League, you have antennas. Like we can do something like that. But yeah. I don't think ever having something like a shop where you have to pay for creator stuff is a legit thing that's gonna happen.
Well, yeah, and plus, like, if you actually do want to support a creator, like, there's the creator code right in the game. Exactly. On top of it. So if like, monetary wise, like, they would just do that, right? You just like put in the code. I don't think like a shop would like make much sense to be.
No, yeah, I agree. And like, how would you even determine like who gets to have their items in game? Yeah. Because these are really just content creators.
That's a good question.
They're not playing through a tournament. They're not qualifying for something, and then like you know going like the esports route. Like they, just because this guy has X amount of fans, like you're gonna give him an item in the game and give him an opportunity to make more money.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's what the creator code's for, right?
Yeah.
I feel that.
Like League of Legends, they do like literally only the world's winners get their skins for their champions, and that's it. Like it's extremely competitive in League of Legends to have in-game skins for an organization.
Okay, Johnny said something in chat. He said, like I always say, what we really need is a Champions Field Announcer Shogun Edition. So I guess specifically, what do you think about having like caster packs? Or like announcer packs? So like Turtle or Johnny or Shogun.
I like that.
Because I listened to, I don't know if it's ambient sounds, I don't think it is, but you know, when you hear what a save in game, it would be like Shogun or somebody like that.
I think it'd be a cool idea. I know, like, I don't know if this was actually official, but I know there's like custom packs that people put together for League of Legends that you could swap the files around with and do. Yeah. And even in CS, there's like, you know, custom sounds and round sounds, all that stuff. So it'd be a good idea to have some sort of like, something like that. Like, it doesn't have to be the whole, like, some crazy package where it's like everything, like, nice shot, you know, 3-2-1 go, like something simple, like just the beginning, the end, and maybe like for goals. That's it.
Now, yep. How do you think that would work with casters? Like, would it work the same way with like esports teams? Like, would the casters be making a percentage of the earnings from like the pack sales?
Oh yeah, I don't think you could do it any other way.
Yeah.
Well, they are like contracted with Psyonix, right? So like they could work something in on that end as well, or they could do a straight up like creator code style where they get a percentage based on sales.
Yeah, I would say it'd probably just, well, obviously they have to sign something, but I feel like it would just be like a percentage based on the sales. Similar to how the esports shop, but percentage just goes to the org.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. And the orgs do the payout.
Yeah. All right. Well, honestly, I think that kind of covers most of it. Anything else you want to add?
I mean, I kind of want to ask Jason about, you know, if like I took him on a boat and dropped him into a body of water, what would happen?
I'm down to get into this. I have like 7 things written ready for you.
Yeah, I know. I opened up the doc and I scroll down to the bottom. I'm like,
Listen, let's talk about this. Listen, let's get into the next sub. This is gonna be fun. We got the last part of our podcast is titled Fun Conversation Topics. So one of them is Fireburner is unable to swim. Let's discuss this. Let's discuss why you never decided to learn, why your parents never decided to let you learn, and why, to this day, you didn't let me teach you when we were in Barcelona together, and you refused to learn on your own. So what do you want to do, huh? What do you want to do here? I'm trying to go to Barcelona with you at a beach and be able to go into the beach and not be like, oh, Firebird drowned. You know, it's like, what am I going to do?
Okay, listen. First, right, when I was... Okay, so my parents never, like, bothered putting me in a class or teach. Like, neither of my parents know how to swim either. Okay, so that's one. Two, when I was, like, 3 or 2 or something, I went to my uncle's house, right? And then I think I fell into the pool and I almost drowned. My, like, I think my other uncle or something had to, like, come in and save me. Or something. It was, like, someone crazy. They called the ambulance and everything like that, right?
Holy.
So, and then that happened. And then I grew up, never bothered to learn how to swim. But I do go in the ocean and shit, right? Like, it's not like I'm not going to go in the ocean. I just can't. I don't know. I've never bothered to learn, really. I don't know. I kind of should, but it's just like, I don't know. It's never been like something on my part. Also, uses, when you try to teach me in Barcelona, dude, let me explain to you this is teach me, right?
Paint the picture.
All right. So we're like chilling, right? I'm like, okay. Show me, like, we're probably like floating and stuff like that, right? I'm like, okay, cool. I kind of get the hang of it. And then Sid's like, all right, now let's go. I'm going to throw you down in the deep end of the pool. And you just do the same thing there, but just go over there, right?
Dude.
And let me just do that real quick. And then if I start drowning, your ass is not going to save
me. You got to keep in mind. Everyone needs to keep in mind. Me and Turbo are on... Turbo's on... Imagine Fire's this mic.
Dude, Fire's
the mic. Me and Turbo are here on the sides, okay? We're holding him up, making sure he doesn't die, okay? We're good. At the pool maximum is like 10 feet deep. We're professional swimmers. Me and Turbo will get you out, okay?
You're not... neither is... Dude, I want to trust Turbo with my life.
Yes, you should trust me and Turbo with your life. We got you.
No shot am I trusting Turbo nor you to help me if I'm drowning.
Aunt Rizzo was there too. Rizzo could have jumped in and saved you anytime.
Rizzo wasn't there. He was inside probably sitting on some pina coladas or something.
Hey. You know me.
I heard me screaming, he would have been like, huh.
That's crazy.
I mean, Dylan's been awfully quiet for this segment. Dylan, do you know how to swim?
Yeah, I know
how to swim. Whoa, Rizzo?
Wait a minute.
Let's talk about this. I haven't seen him swim, actually.
I was literally swimming with you.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't think I've seen him swim.
Listen, actually, Fire pointed out how he almost drowned or whatever. I actually did the same exact thing at my uncle's house where I didn't have an ambulance called or anything, but I was just walking, doing my thing. Next thing I know, I'm in the water because there was a tarp. I didn't realize there was water because I just walked over a tarp and I went under the tarp. And then my dad reached under and just grabbed my arm and yoinked me out. And that's how I fell in there. And that's like, yeah. And
then I'm not glad that happened to me too. That happened to me too. That literally was why I learned how to swim as well. Do you know my cousin Fadi? You've met him before, right?
Kind of.
I fell into a pool at my grandma's house, just like slipping on the edge. I fell in and it was a deep end and my cousin Fadi pulled me out. And I was like, I didn't go to ambulance or anything, but I was like fucking straight up drowning for like 10 plus seconds. No clue how to swim. And it was scary. It was really, it's really scary when you're under there, it's like you come back out a new changed man. You're like, I'm about to learn how to swim. Enough of that.
Well, especially because you're not like, okay, I'm going to go under. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just drop in.
Walking and then you fall and it's not, you don't like prepare yourself.
Yeah. It's a big difference.
Yeah. That's scary for sure. That's scary. I don't blame you for staying away from water, Jason. You know,
it's weird though, Chad, because
he does hop in water.
No, I actually enjoy doing that. Even like when, because my parents, we would go to Colombia like almost every summer, right? And we would go in the ocean, and they would have like huge waves and shit. And I would go pretty far, but I just wouldn't go like past like, you know, neck.
Right.
Up,
yeah.
So I enjoy it, but just, I've never learned, I guess. I've never bothered to like try to learn, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, your parents can't swim either. Like, you're our age, so they're probably like 50 years old and they still can't swim. So, I mean, like, who cares?
I'm assuming you never had a pool as well. Like,
no, yeah, exactly.
I mean, that makes like perfect sense. Like, how are you gonna learn to swim in your bathtub or something?
Did you guys Did you guys go to like public pools growing up? Like,
yeah,
during the summer,
a few times. Yeah,
that's where I drowned, the public pool. My grandma's. Public pool.
Dang.
Your grandma's
public. Wait, this doesn't sound like a public pool.
No. Like she lives in an apartment complex and there's like a bunch of there's a bunch of apartments. Everyone goes and shares the pool.
Makes sense.
Like that's still a private pool though. but just like not.
Well, it's yeah, family. It's private, but it's like everyone in the pool can use it.
Dude, we used to go to the city pool, like that.
Not like that.
Oh yeah, man, that was our summers growing up. It was kind of nasty. Like looking back at it,
yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, dude.
Yeah. Like, public pools are kind of gross. Like
one of the
about
lifeguards
it.
Like blew the whistle and like everyone had to get out because someone literally took a fat dump.
No! Oh my god! Oh god, dude!
See, it actually didn't float; it sunk, bro.
Disgusting. That's pretty gross. Yeah, public pools, I would never do. I think
that was the last summer I think I went.
I respect that. The next thing that I want to bring up to Fire is Fire speaks Spanish really well. Right, we went to Madrid, we went to Valencia, Barcelona, all these places, and Fire was basically fluent in Spanish. You know, wherever we went, hey yo, can I get a coffee? Fire comes up, says it in Spanish, easy as that for me. It was nice and easy walking with Fire everywhere, but Fire is like super embarrassed to like speak Spanish in front of anyone for some reason, even though he speaks really good Spanish. No, you are embarrassed.
No,
every time.
Oh, okay. Good context though. So we're chilling in Discord, right? This is like what our off stream night. And then we'll just be chilling, everybody doing their own thing. And then Sid starts saying like random shit in Arabic, right? Like he starts saying Arabic for no reason, right? And then he's like, Fire, say something in Spanish. Say something in Spanish. I'm like, what do you want me to say? Like, you want me to bust out, like, some
okay,
Spanish?
No, but not only like, that, even in person. On. Even in person. Like, when we were at the house in Barcelona, you wouldn't talk Spanish unless we went out and you had to talk to, like, a taxi. Oh,
who am I gonna speak Spanish to in the house?
Nothing. Though. Like, we wanted you to speak Spanish to see how you speak it.
That's so, but, like, that's so weird, though.
Yeah, like, okay,
no, I can understand that.
Okay, listen. Exactly. That's not why. It's because I'm like trying to test your Spanish so I can see what I'm working with here. And you didn't let me get, and now you didn't let me see what I'm working with until we go out. Yeah. So now we're out. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my god, this guy's like pure fluent Spanish, like unreal.
Well, yeah, because I'm talking to people who know Spanish. What am I going to talk Spanish to you for?
No, I'm just saying. Like you were telling me, like you told me say something in Arabic, also something in Spanish. I said something in Arabic. You just walked away. You left the room. Okay, that's not cap. That's not cap. It was literally in the pool room where we were playing billiards. After I beat you, you went and you left the room.
Yeah, okay, now you're actually first. You didn't ask that. Second, you didn't beat me in pool either.
What?
Has a video,
Garrett? I hope Garrett's in chat.
I hope Garrett's in chat.
Yeah. I hope Garrett's in chat. I've had enough of you.
You know, Garrett knows he got destroyed.
It's not. You got destroyed.
I mean, he just doesn't have that thing in his brain where he can freestyle like some. Like, what do you want him to say? Like,
dude,
you
know,
like,
you
no, about, like
bro, this is talking about sense. Hamburgers and Arabic.
Yeah, this dude like chanting about.
No. Okay. How about this? I was out with Fire. We were at a restaurant. He wouldn't let me. This is actually legit. We were like in Spain at McDonald's. He wouldn't go and order me something. So he went. He literally made me go do it myself. I had no clue what to do. He's sitting there like a pure Spanish speaker. He's like, no, I don't feel like talking Spanish right now, dude. He made me go do it. Answer that.
Okay, but you had to go. Okay, to be fair, you wanted to order like 30 different things.
What? Dude, I hate when you exaggerate like this, dude.
You remember that? You remember the famous McDonald's order?
No, I've had enough of your exaggerations.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
I've had enough of your exaggerations, dude. All right, this next one goes for everyone, dude. I just kind of wanted everyone to talk about this. Everyone's top three favorite land moments. Just list. You don't need to talk about what happened. You just have to list out the moments in order. Top three favorites.
I'll go first. Number one, I don't know, dude. Shit, that's actually really hard. Can I not go first?
All right, Rizzo goes first.
I don't know if I have three, but number one, easily. Winning E-League, that's like hands down, you know what I'm saying? Number two, actually, I really liked Barcelona, just chilling, walking around, like afterwards. I mean, the event actually was really cool itself, but Amsterdam. I really liked Amsterdam, just like
Amsterdam.
Walking around, chilling.
Oh, season two, you mean?
Yeah, me, Chad, and Zane, we just...
When I dragged you to the museum?
Yeah.
I can't imagine there was a museum.
Aren't you glad you got that experience?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no, he hated
No, it was fun. I don't even remember you dragging me either, but I'm gonna assume you're right just because I know myself.
Yeah. No one was really about it, except for me, so.
Yeah, you're just like, yeah, it was like, oh, I really want to go here, and we're just like, all right.
That's the Van Gogh Museum, bro. Like, come on.
I think we were also just looking for things to do, and you're like, I just really want to see this, and we're just like, yeah, sure.
You had to.
More so.
I mean, that sounds like a pretty sick museum. Van Gogh was insane.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Sick, dude.
And I don't know if I have a third one though.
You have
well, actually, Barcelona. I know I have to have Barcelona like that. Hands afterwards, of course, just like chilling in the whole house with the whole squad.
That counts. Yeah,
nah, nine, 10 people. It's not nice. Even like the LAN events themselves. It's what happens afterwards.
Yeah,
that counts.
It's just that counts.
Hanging out with homies. That's it.
Yeah, that counts. It's LAN moments or stories. Anything that includes LANs.
Yep.
Yeah.
What wouldn't be there without the LANs?
I think, okay, so if we're talking about, like, winning X Games was sick, Season 5 Grand Finals was sick. I don't know, almost, like, playing, like, almost all the land, like, just playing is cool, right? I think, like, the most memorable stuff came, like, before and after the lands themselves. That's, like, the most memorable stuff.
Yeah.
Like Season 3, remember, Sis, when me, you, Moses, like, stayed after in L.A. for, like, a day, and then we drove back down to your house in San Diego.
You talking about the Chick-fil-A day?
Yeah,
that was hilarious. And Moses' just, bloody nose.
Yeah, Season 1, dude, there's so many. Season 1 LAN, Chad, you were there, remember? After LAN, some, like, stuff happened, I guess, one time. Then, what was it? Season 2, After Party, Goated.
Season 2, After Party,
Unreal. Unreal.
Everybody was fucked up.
Yeah, unreal.
That was like a college party, dude.
They changed the rules after season two.
That has to be a top three because it's like we genuinely ruined liquor for everyone else, every other generation of Rock League.
I mean, dude, everyone was like falling over. Mystic was thrown up by the mojito.
Jacob threw up in the bus.
Sis is upstairs sitting in the box.
I fell in a box.
I thought Mystic fell in the box too.
No, I fell in a box. Mystic threw up in the bathroom. Jacob threw up on the bus.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
no,
that
Mystic
was
literally threw up at that like upstairs like overhang with the mojito bar, like that little mojito stand that was up there.
Apparently, Greasy pissed on Mike's
like,
wallet
all over up there.
That was season one.
That was season one. I was there for that actually. Because Mike jumped over the bathroom stall, and as he jumps over to look at Greasy, he tossed his wallet. Greasy's mid piss, wallet lands straight in the toilet. There's no turning back, dude.
Oh.
He's already full streaming.
Oh god!
Full stream.
Oh god!
Wait,
disgusting.
Why did he toss it? Just on accident.
Because of Mike rules.
Yeah, it was in his hand, and then he was like jumping over the stall because we were talking to Greasy. So he like grabbed the like stall door.
Yeah,
and just launched his wallet. Yeah,
when he grabs it.
Yeah.
I can see that.
So funny, dude! Oh my god.
So what else? And I think season 6 in Vegas, that was pretty dope afterwards too.
Oh my god, that was sick. How did I forget?
That might be my number one.
That was one of my moments for sure.
Yeah. I remember staying at me and Chad were at the blackjack tables till like 4 or 5 in the morning. Chad just chilling, pulling everything.
Right. Oh my god!
That was the 5K walkaway, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the hello, the rubber band. The hello.
Yeah. Remember when we at the end of the night we all was for gambling and then we like put it all on black, like we put all of our winnings
with John.
Yeah.
I remember.
Everyone hit. I didn't go in because I was afraid.
Yeah. Chad was like ready to put like 1K down
on or something.
Chad was ready to put like 1K down and then. He ended up going for like 100 and he was like, man, I should have done 1K.
Yeah, I was like, I should have just committed, bro.
No, yeah, that was sick. And then Barcelona was awesome too. It was so sick. Like so many cool moments came from that. Just chilling with everyone in a house. I think that was what made it so cool. Just like all of us just in like this big house, just chilling.
I remember the last day of Barcelona. There was a casino that was right next to the clubs and they had like the best pizza I've ever had in my life. And I had it one night and then I just went back. I was like, I just want that pizza. And so I just went back to the casino just to get a pizza and then we left.
Oh, hell yeah.
That happened to me and Garrett for Wings in Madrid. there was like a place across the street from the hotel we were staying at that had the literally the best buffalo wings we've ever had, and it was in the middle of Madrid, and it beat out like every wing place we've had in America, which was crazy.
Yeah,
that is nuts.
Yeah, we were mind blown.
Okay,
what's your top three, Chad? Yeah,
my top ones are probably just absolutely running the pong table with Dylan. We went like 11 or 12 games straight at Scheiss House. We could not lose in beer pong. We couldn't
We went crazy. Dog. I forgot about that.
Yeah, dude. We literally just dominated everybody. Like, literally first shot, like, death cup, like, see you later, who's next? Like, dude. Like, it was insane. Like, 11 or 12 games in a row, and then we're just like, we're bored. See you later. Like, we're done playing.
We're bored.
It was amazing. It was literally like, I don't think I've ever had a better pong partner in my life. And then
I'm washed up now. Just gotta keep that memory.
Still got it. I believe. I would say another one. I don't have like any order to these. These are just like kind of some.
Yeah.
The ones I can remember right now that are really good. Another one would be season 2 Amsterdam.
Double trouble.
You found this little dive bar in the red light district, and man. Playing some classic Ooh. Rock, drinking Ooh. Some good ass shots with me.
Some Malibu, dog.
Sad and Turbo, right?
Yeah, yeah. Trust me, Firebrand remembers Sad Jr. was there. Trust me. He definitely remembers.
That was the day before day one of season 2 land. Sad's out with the boys.
Absolutely boomed.
Next day versus first series of the land, he drops like 72 average score per game.
Sid, were you a sub season 2?
Season 2 was when I was like, I was focusing on school, so I subbed for Orbit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's what I thought. Okay.
I mean, then
who
Turbo?
Was the third?
Turbo wasn't playing, though.
Turbo wasn't playing, yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, we were just running around.
Sad is playing.
Like, yeah, so me, Chad, and Turbo tomorrow, were like, yeah, we weren't playing. We were going. Sad was like, I'm trying to come, guys. We're like, fuck it. You want to lose tomorrow? Come along.
Oh, definitely that. So, yeah, season 1. And then, yeah, the other one has to be literally just holding down the club dance floor table with you guys and Cam and Kia and whoever else came with
Rob
us.
Rob G!
Yo! Oh,
that was
Rob G.
Club night. Legendary club night.
That was a fun night, man.
Who else was there?
It was
Brandon was there too, right?
Brandon was there, yeah.
Brandon came, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, that was a legendary night.
That was good, man. That was so fun. I'll literally never forget that club night, man. That was like the first time I went to like a serious Vegas club. It was a whole new experience.
Cent bought us a bottle.
No, and dude, I'm literally on the other table across was Rug on his birthday. Rug. You remember?
Oh, yeah, FaZe.
And we walked over.
FaZe guys and shit.
Yeah, we walked over where he's like, "What the fuck you guys doing here?" We're like, "Sup?" We're at a club, dog.
We're at the other table.
Just happened to be here at the right time. Literally the same. We got the same table on the other side. There's no difference in our table.
Yeah,
it was so fun, man. Well, now it's my turn. I probably put. I'm just gonna summarize it because most of you guys said most of them already. My number, no order, but number 3, I'd probably say like, probably season 2 Amsterdam. I'll never forget Amsterdam, and then number 2, probably the Muhammad story. With the pizza, that's just like legendary because that was like
pizza
that like made
the
all of
stank,
his friends
the
forever.
Stank pizza,
like the funniest stank. Moments. I think that's my number one.
Yeah,
in terms of like funniest moment,
because I'll never that like made us all friends for like ever. Like we were dying. Well,
because okay, so me and Moses were cool, right? Like we were friends.
Yeah,
and then we met you season 2 because we knew of you, but like because you like played.
I was just a ranked player. Were, like, I played season like, 1.
You're part of like A Money and Friends, right?
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, cool. Though. That's cool.
So we did. But yeah, then we met you and then we were chilling. Then I don't know. We just like became like homies instantly.
Yeah. I roomed with Moses and it ended up working out. We all hopped
wait,
in the
do
room.
Wait, do you want to explain the story?
The Muhammad story?
Yeah, the pizza.
Yeah. So I got you. What's up?
I think you explained it before, though, right?
I've explained it before, but I'll explain it again. I love this story. I mean, it's just a goated story. Like, we were hungry. You know, shout out Cloudfuel at the time, by the way. We were hungry. and we wanted some food, so we looked at the hotel menu. We saw a pizza, four cheese pizza. It doesn't say what kind of cheese is on it, so we ordered the pizza. Guy comes upstairs. Name is Muhammad. Name tag right here, right side. Nice, clean Muhammad. He comes upstairs. He opens the door, delivers the pizza. He walks away. Crazy stench immediately hits everyone. Everyone's noses. You know, like the sundae from SpongeBob? Slapped right in the face. It's not an exaggeration. The sundae from SpongeBob is the perfect example for this. Hits you right in the nose. Like it's attacking your fucking nostrils. And then we immediately have a panic attack. We're like, we need to get rid of this. We put it outside of the room. We call up Cloud Fuel. Or we call up the hotel desk first, actually. And we say, yo, like we can't eat this. Like this inedible, 100%. We need a refund or we just need something new. Like something needs to happen. They said nothing can happen. You're on your own. Enjoy the pizza. We call up Cloud Fuel. And Cloud Fuel, we tell Cloud Fuel, like they pretty much said, it because the pizza wasn't like cold, you know, we can't refund it. If it was cold or something was wrong with the pizza, then we refund it. But, you know, it's just the smell. It's fine. You can still eat it. So Cloudfield calls him back, and all of a sudden, Muhammad comes back to our door. We're like, whoa, why'd he appear all of a sudden? He grabs the pizza, the stank pizza. He grabs it one hand, like four BLTs in a car on another, delivers it right to our door. And we all start feasting on the BLTs, like me, Moses, and Fire. And we're all saying, hey, thank you, Muhammad. Hey, have a good day, you know? Javi takes the pizza, walks back downstairs with it, and we all start having a blast, just like roasting Muhammad for not letting us have the pizza or for not taking the pizza down earlier and just giving us a refund, making us go through Cloud Fuel and everything. And now we finally have the BLTs of champions and we're feasting. And that's the whole story.
Even Muhammad, though, what made it funny was he came back up, right? And we were like, yo, because remember, he came back up originally.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you can tell, right? This pizza is off with it. Like, it's no. Because I remember Gare was in the room originally that night, right?
Yeah.
But then he was just chilling with us. And then the pizza came. And then he was like, dude, I got to leave. I'm about to throw up. Like,
yeah.
He literally left.
It was bad, man.
It was so bad.
It was like rotten cheese.
No, yeah. It was something was like off completely, right? So he leaves. And then Muhammad comes back up. And then I remember you answer the door, says, and you're like, yo, like, you know, you can tell like, this is off, right? He's like,
yeah.
No. It smells up. Perfect. Like that was crazy.
Unfazed.
Unfazed entirely by the pizza. Like he had it like literally right here. And he was like just chilling. Meanwhile, like you're like so like you're like all the way like back.
Dude, Garrett and Turtle left the room because they couldn't handle the smell.
And he was like, no, you guys are Americans, like, yeah, you guys, this is just how we make pizza over here. Like all this stuff. I'm like, what? And then they're like, okay, whatever, right? And then that's when you like call over. Because originally he came up and he was like, nah, he was like, screw you guys. You guys aren't getting a refund or something.
Yeah, that's why the whole story felt so good. It was a great story. Number
Dude,
one
it was
for
like
me.
That, so bad. Like, it, I remember it was bad. Coming to the room that night at some point.
No,
this was like hours after the pizza was gone, bro. And yeah. I was like, bro, why does your guys' room smell like that? And immediately you guys just start dying. Like just straight rolling around laughing your asses off. It was so funny.
Yeah, I think we genuinely laughed for like 2 hours straight. Just endless laughter.
Yeah.
It was a good night. But yeah, that would be my number two. Number one, Vegas. End of story. Vegas, unreal. Go to no, nothing to say about that. You already talked about it.
Dude, I wish we could have captured the moment of Crow and Kia, like, just fucking get it going. Bro, that was legendary shit. I love Cameron, man.
Oh, no one, like, I mean, like, Cronovi, I feel like Crow, like, gets down with it when he gets a little tipsy. He seems like he has a good time.
That's my boy.
Yeah, Crow's a good guy.
The mountain.
I mean, that pretty much covers, like, most of them. There's one more thing I was even going to remotely ask, but there's probably not even a point. So, yeah, we can just cash it there for the biz.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's the biz, episode 8. Thank you, Fireburn, for coming on. My man, I appreciate you. Thank you, Chad and Rizzo, coming back on, as always, the Goated Show with the Stews. Make sure to follow us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff. You ever want to see, we're live every Monday, 9:30. Me, Chad, and Rizzo will always be here. Twitch.tv/Sizz if you ever want to see it. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, we do this live. So you can participate, be in chat, shoot us some questions. Maybe we'll read it, all that good stuff.
Yes, sir. And be sure to check out Fireburner on YouTube. He's been uploading a lot of Rocket League content recently, a lot of tutorials. So some of you newer guys that are just getting into the game, be sure to check that out. Could be super helpful. And he also streams on twitch.tv/Fireburner. So be sure to drop him a follow on all that good stuff.
Yes, sir. And that's the biz, baby.
That's the biz.
That's the biz. See you guys next time.